A string of mistakes and a complete disregard for the rules led to Kaun. Kyle Sampson posting a selfie to Facebook wearing an official RCMP vest. Sampson posted photos on his Facebook page January 4 after he spent a night with local RCMP officers on patrol. One of these images, which has since been deleted, showed Sampson wearing a protective vest labeled, Police. The RCMP has acknowledged that this was a mistake. Sampson had requested a nighttime ride along, which meant fewer RCMP supervisors to call out the error before he buckled on the vest. As an unsworn civilian, Sampson should not have been issued that type of vest. There is no argument that he should have had the protection. A nighttime RCMP ride along in Prince George could have potential risks, but not one identifying him as police. Corporal Jennifer Cooper, the RCMP's public affairs officer, explained that the proper protocol would have been for Sampson to wear an unmarked vest under his coat for his safety. In the event of an emergency or confrontation, civilians wearing police-identifying gear could create concerns about optics and the potential for confusion and/or dangerous misunderstandings. With mood lighting effects, Sampson snapped a selfie and posted it to Facebook, this despite signing an agreement not to share photos from the ride along and being verbally reminded of it before the ride. When asked, Sampson expressed that he didn't think the photo would cause a problem. The counselor, however, did indicate he would avoid such mistakes in the future, now acknowledging the rules regarding photo sharing. The intent behind the RCMP allowing such ride-alongs is to provide council members with a better understanding of the challenges faced by our local police officers. The events that unfolded raise questions about oversight, clarity of rules, and the need for more structured policies if they are to be a meaningful learning opportunity instead of a photo op. City councilors need to understand their role in these ride-alongs and the limitations that come with them. The incident with Sampson exposes gaps in both oversight and accountability. We should also point out the hands-off approach to this situation taken by the City of Prince George. The city's administration distanced itself from the incident, stating that the ride-along was organized directly between the councilor and the RCMP. This raises further concerns about the lack of clear policies regarding elected officials' involvement with law enforcement. While the RCMP is an independent federal agency, City Council has direct input on the appointment of the superintendent and the budget for our local detachment. This situation underscores the need for a formal policy regarding elected officials participating in ride-alongs with police officers. A clear set of rules should be established, beyond signing a document agreeing not to share photos from his ride-along. Anyone familiar with trades is familiar with the concept of a toolbox meetings. A quick checklist to familiarize yourself with a new working environment before commencing work as well as wearing the appropriate safety equipment for the job. These tools could be easily adapted to create a more accountable policy regarding ride-alongs. For the RCMP, this would mean a pre-ride-along checklist overseen by a supervisor before the officer and civilian depart. Such a checklist would establish guidelines for participants, including elected officials, regarding photography, social media, and confidentiality. It should highlight appropriate use of equipment. No civilian may wear any gear, uniforms, or vests that may result in them being mistaken for law enforcement. Perhaps a vest with a patch reading, civilian, or politician, across the front could be required. Just as a press marker has long been used by reporters. For the city, policies for transparency, confidentiality, and answerability need to be established. If the ride-along is to be a valuable and educational engagement between the city and the RCMP, elected officials should be required to report back on their experiences in a way that respects the confidentiality of police operations. To that end, the city must take an active role in ensuring that proper protocols are followed and hold all involved accountable. This is about more than just one councilor not following the rules. It is about making sure there's mutual respect, professionalism, and transparency between elected officials and law enforcement. The RCMP and the City of Prince George must step up and implement a policy that ensures the integrity and value of these ride-alongs and the safety of all those involved. Have your say with a letter to the editor. Editor@pgcitizen.ca.